This is Perek Lamed Vav 36 in Tehillim. Lamed Tzeach L'Eved Hashem L'David. This is a song for the Eved Hashem L'David. Now, David HaMelech was called Eved Hashem. He was a servant to Hashem. Not many people were called Eved to Hashem in the history of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism. He was one of the few. Num Pesha L'Rasha. In the name of the rebellion, this talks to the Rasha. His own rebellion speaks to him. Bekarav Libi, he says, Ein Pachad, I'm not afraid of anyone. Elohim, the Neged Enav, Hashem, who's in front of his eyes, he's not afraid. And we're told that this is when Hashem takes care of the Rasham, when they're not afraid. We're told that when Goliath said that he was going to destroy David, David HaMelech said, aha, this is it. I know Hashem's going to take care of him because he has no fear of Hashem. Ki hechlik elav ta'inav. Because Hashem makes it easy for the Rasha. Why? Limso avano lisno. So, Hashem makes it easy for him because later on, this is just to punish him, to carry. Divrei fiv oven umirma. The words of his mouth are just full with sins. Chadal haskel lehetiv. He doesn't look for any good. Perhaps you could say this is why he is evil, because he doesn't look at the good of anything. He's always looking at the negative side of things. And a person who is good always looks for the good of what's happening in the situation. He's always looking at the negative. Oven yachshav al mishkavo. He's thinking about sins on his bed. Yitzyatzev al derech lo tov. He's fixed permanently on the way of no good. Ra lo yimus. He's not disgusted with evil. He feels like he finds nothing wrong with it. Hashem hashamayim chastecha. So therefore, what happens to the chesed that Hashem has in this world? He doesn't put it down to this world. He keeps it in shamayim. Hashem b'shamayim chastecha. U'menoscha in your truth ad shechokim is till the clouds. Tzidkascha kahare kel. The tzedakah that Hashem does is like the highest, strongest mountains for the tzaddik. Mishpatecha, oh, but when Hashem does his mishpat, when Hashem does his justice, tahom rabba, it goes down to the deepest part of the underground for the Rishayim. And we see that, you know, sometimes when Hashem sends a tsunami or some other so-called natural disaster, millions of people die, earthquakes, floods, and Hashem sends his mishpat. It's very difficult. Adam uvehema, however, like Adam, which is Adam Rishon, uvehema, or if a person makes himself like a behema, not so smart, Toshi Hashem, that Hashem will help him. The Gemara says this, that if a person relies on Hashem for everything, it doesn't try to be smart, then Hashem will help him. Ayokar chastecha alakim. How great is your chesed Hashem? Uvrei Adam and human being, b'tzel kenafecha yechziyun. Rest in the shadow of your wings. Yirviyun mideshen beisecha. They drink from the fat of your house. V'nachal adonecha tashkim. And the river of sweetness they are given to drink. Give them to drink. Kiyimcha mekarchayim, because you have the well of life. Ba'archa, in your R, in the face of Hashem, near R, then you will see complete R. In other words, when Hashem will reveal His light, la'asad lavo, in the future, then we will see the R, we will see the true light. Sometimes we're darkened, you can't see what's happening. Sometimes it comes evident. In the future, we will all see the light. Pull your chesed for the ones who recognize you. It's koscha and your correctness, the Yisraeli, for those people who are straight of heart. Oh, Tivoeinu Regel Gava. Don't let me fall into the path of Gava, of haughtiness. Yad Rishon Al Tini Deni. And move me away from the Rishon. Don't move me close to the Rishon. Sham Naflu Pali Oven. There they fall down, the people who do evil. Dochu, they go down. Layochlu Kum, they can't get up. In other words, they should go down to Gehenna and never to arise again.